I've gotten some metal boys from, or metal folks, sorry, from Pornicky Wellington coming on the program. We've got Zed and Connor from the band Kian. Modena, folks, how you doing?
Oh, great. Amazing. Thanks for having us.
Thank you
very much. Things in Pornicky, I hear, are pretty nice today.
Semi-cloudy today, but last week has been beautiful.
Lovely. Lovely. Things are very muggy here. Like, it's nearly 30 degrees, but it's completely overcast. So it's quite sweaty.
Anyway,
it's weird. But yeah, we're talking about your new single, Horus, which came out a week or so ago? Not too long ago.
Yeah, last Saturday.
Yeah. So Horus, of course, Egyptian god. But why Horus and not, say, the Egyptian god of death, like Osiris, or Seth, the god of chaos?
So Horus, in this song, isn't so much the god, but it's just like a couple attributes that we've taken from the god and put into the main character of the story. Mm. Horus is a single that's part of our concept EP that's coming out soon. And it tells the story of a villager kind of trying to fight its way through their first ever sickness.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of what happens to that. It's a little more hectic than that. And we've got like a 12,000 word essay on it.
So, this is fantastic.
We won't bore you too much.
So,
that's why we chose Horus. It's just we wanted to take a couple attributes about like what the god stands for and put it into the main character.
Crack up. So are y'all, anyone in the band, Egyptologists, or do you guys just like doing a little research?
Hell no, we just love stories, and we like, you know, delving into weird stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I respect it. You mentioned that in the story of the EP, there's a villager sick with something. What are they sick with? Is it like dysentery or something?
Alright, so I'll get into a little bit more of the story. Basically, we're set in the future.
Yeah.
And because of global warming, the ice caps have melted and have unleashed kind of a lot more plagues.
Oh, yes.
Have become more reoccurring.
Yeah, ancient plagues as well.
Yes, ancient plagues. And a lot of countries are getting pretty tense, so they kind of start threatening other countries with nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, some people are like, let's make sure that doesn't happen. Let's figure out a way that we can prove to these people that there's a better way.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
So they create an experiment where they pretty much create a village with 300 people in it.
Mm.
And they let them live for a couple generations and then introduce them to a sickness and see how they're going to deal with that. It's basically the story.
Fascinating. And do they know they're part of an experiment, or is it completely...
They do not. They're completely atomized, completely made up by these scientists, and they only know life in the village.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned the concept element of the track, and I want to dig in on this because the track starts with these really shimmery synths and kind of the sound of like flames darting, like someone's holding a torch in like a narrow corridor, and then of course the guitars start belting in, and so that intro, I assume, is part of the concept, kind of thematicness of the EP.
It is. The concept kind of is based around like a short poem that basically it can be interpreted in two ways. One of them is kind of like, let's set our hearts alight and let's, you know, become as good of a person as we can be. And then the other one is, let's set other people's hearts alight, literally, and make sure that we kill the sickness off so that we can survive in this village.
Wow. So when you were coming up with this story, is it mostly led by one person, or was it quite a collaborative exercise? Do you want to speak to this?
Yeah. Well, the story was written by me, but the music was very, very much collaborative.
Nice. Yeah, cool. So the interpretation of the story is much more band kind of thing.
Exactly. Man. Exactly.
Do you all play Magic the Gathering?
No.
Oh,
I wish I did.
Yeah, I feel like this would go perfect with some magic. Anyway, that's a total tangent. It's fascinating here because, Connor, you're the singer. You oscillate between kind of, you know, those classic metal kind of grunting sounds and this very almost like, I don't want to say grunting, that sounds like I'm diminishing it.
No, that's like the way to put it, you know, that kind of thing.
And then you're kind of oscillating between that and this very Tool or Perfect Circle kind of nu metal vocal style. I don't know. Is that contrast found in modern metalcore music? Because I don't really listen to a lot of it. I want to know.
So the truth is, I do all the harsh. Well, I do most of the harsh vocals, but Zed and our bass player Dylan actually do the clean singing.
Oh, yo! Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a beautiful voice there, Zed.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's a good balance, to be honest. Like, having Connor focus on doing screams while I focus on the clean singing, it feels like a good balance that we have.
Yeah. Totally. And it's speaking of balance, I mean, it's kind of a bit of contrast, really. The fact that Horus in Egyptian mythology has the sun as his right eye and the moon as their left eye, symbolizing a massive juxtaposition there. Was that a conscious thing at play when you were creating the vocals to be balancing out or different?
It was. I think we like to tell stories from, like, different perspectives. And in this story especially, we have Horus, who's the protagonist, looking at things from one perspective, and then our next single is going to be from Horus's father, who looks at it from a completely other direction, and you'll have to find out more about that soon.
We do
really go for that that contrast.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that vibe. I want to know, are you all aware that this track is on a playlist with nearly 2,000 saves on Spotify, and it's called POV, It's the 70s. Are you aware of that?
No, we have not found that out yet.
It's on your artist page on Spotify.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and like the cover photo is like Freddie Mercury, and if you go into it, it's just like all classic 70s songs.
Yes!
Yeah.
We made it.
You made it. Yeah, it's just funny how that happens. I get the feeling it's maybe an AI thing, but also maybe the feeling that, I don't know, some guy thinks that you guys fit in perfectly with the 70s, which is a big one.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sure.
We just give off that 70s vibe, you know?
Take it.
Yeah, there's like your usual suspects, and then there's a lot of like random stuff that sounds very metally. Also on Spotify, I saw that you y'all are doing kind of a top 5 each at the moment. I want to know, you know, how often do you update that? And respectively from your respective top 5s on Spotify, what do you think the most? What track do you think speaks to Horus the most for you?
Well, it's usually a monthly update. We kind of lost track of it for a bit, but we're keen to pick it back up again.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking objectively, I think one of the songs in my playlist, Love Hate Love, Alice in Chains, that probably speaks to me most to Horus. Yeah.
I can't even remember what my top 5 is, because I think we're going to do another one soon, but definitely one of the ones I've had on there is Origin of Escape by Monuments, which same they also have like a concepts thing going on. It's very similar.
Cool.
In terms of the dynamics as well. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on the show this morning. I do want to know, you know, what is on for 2025, and can we expect to see the EP coming out in the first half of next year? And will you be doing any shows in Otsipoti anytime in the near future?
Absolutely. We definitely want to come down to Dunedin, especially since, you know, I was born and raised in there. So
yeah, you were. True.
Definitely want to show some love to my hometown. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can expect the EP to come out at the beginning or like at the first half of next year. So
100%.
Yeah.
And then shows wise, we've got a little mini tour planned. We've got a show in Nelson on the 1st of December. We've got a show in Christchurch on the 5th of December. And then we're playing back here in Wellington on the 7th with Start Today Crew. All very, very exciting. So if you're a part of that area, go buy your tickets. On UTR.
Mean. Shout out UTR. Awesome. Thank you very much for coming on the program this morning. It was lovely talking to both of you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. Cheers. That was Connor Matthews and Zed Ramsey from the band Kien. We are chatting about their new track, Horus, which you can find all over the interweb. Very, very exciting stuff. Quite loud, quite fun, and definitely motivates you in the morning. I'll say that much. Coming up very shortly at 10:30, we have a Corridor with Will McLean about his new EP, Find My Way. Stay tuned for that. Here is Horus by Kien. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.